Circle Justice is for those ready for healing. It's not an easy way out. In fact, a healing path is often much harder. The keeper held up a feather. This feather symbolizes respect and responsibility. No one must speak without this feather. When you hold this feather in your hand, speak honestly from your heart. She chuckled. I hope I'm not being long-winded, because talking too long tells others that you don't respect their right to speak. Respect others as much as yourself. When the feather comes to you, speak only if you wish to. This circle carries only two obligations: honesty and respect. The keeper fixed her gaze on Cole. Cole Matthews, you have a long history of anger, growing more violent until you severely injured Peter Driscoll. Even now, Peter continues therapy for injuries. Cole squirmed in his chair. He didn't like being talked to with a bunch of people staring at him. The keeper raised her voice slightly and turned to the group. Our challenge is to return wellness not only to Peter Driscoll, but also to Cole Matthews and to our community. We'll pass the feather several times tonight, introducing ourselves, expressing concerns, and offering ideas for healing and repairing the harm. The keeper handed the feather to the first person seated on her left side. I'm Gladys Swanson, and I'm the mother of four children here in Minneapolis, the lady began. I want to help make our community better, because this is the community where I'm raising my own children. I'm Frank Schaefer, the next person said. This is the first real opportunity I've had to help change the violence in our city. One by one, the people around the circle held the feather and spoke. Cole's mother fingered the feather nervously during her turn.
I'm Cindy Matthews, Cole's mom, she said. I'm here because I don't know what to do anymore. It's gotten so hard.
She paused, her bottom lip trembling, then handed the feather to Cole. The room grew extra quiet, and Cole's face warmed. Squeaking chairs and shuffling shoes broke the anxious silence. Cole coughed to clear his throat. A lot depended on his next words. I'm Cole Matthews, and I'm here because I really screwed up, he said. I know what I did was wrong, and I want Peter to know I'm sorry for everything. Cole sniffled purposely, rubbing at his nose for effect. I want to ask this circle to help me get over my anger. Cole handed the feather to his father as he glanced around the group. He liked the reactions he saw. People heard what they wanted to hear. Tonight, the group wanted to believe he was sorry. He could see it in their eyes. Cole's father sat up taller in his chair. I'm William Matthews, he announced importantly. I'm here to make sure that my son never causes problems again. He turned and glared at Cole. This is all going to end now. Cole ignored his father. Next, Nathaniel Blackwood received the feather. He held it loosely in his fingers as if it were a cigarette and cleared his throat loudly. Yes, what Cole did was wrong, but kids will be kids. Considering Cole's detention to date, we feel he should be released to parole and to the supervision of one of his parents. He needs a family, not a jail cell. The lawyer handed the feather on. As the feather moved from person to person, Cole kept glancing at Peter. The thin, red-haired boy stared at the floor. When he was handed the feather, Peter looked up fearfully and mumbled,
I'm Peter Driscoll, and I'm here because I get beat up.
His speech was slow and halting. His eyes darted around the circle as he passed the feather quickly to his mother. Cole studied Peter. Peter hadn't sounded like this before. Cole wiped his sweaty hands on his pants.
It wasn't like he had meant to hurt anyone. Besides, this wouldn't have happened if Peter had just kept his mouth shut.